Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Rosemary Swanger of the 102nd Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Swanger, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it's a new session of the House of Representatives, and there's been a big shift in the political realities, especially in the House. What's going on there in Harrisburg?
What's going on is that the Republicans are now in the majority. The count is 112 Republicans to 91 Democratic seats, although there are now currently only 90 due to the unfortunate passing of Representative Robert Donatucci right after the election in November.
And with the shift in the majority comes control of the most important offices in the House of Representatives, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And also committee chairmen. We will now have a majority chairman in all the committees rather than minority. And this is the first term I'm going to be serving in the majority, and I'm really looking forward to a positive change. But on Tuesday, we did elect a new speaker, and that, of course, was Representative Sam Smith. And I am really enthused by the way he handled the session. I'm enthused by the fact that we adopted the new House rules unanimously, even though there were some amendments passed. Speaker Smith met with my colleagues who filed amendments, and they worked out the concerns beforehand so that we were able to get the rules adopted without any further amendment.
And I guess that could bode well for perhaps a better and smoother operating House of Representatives.
I think so. Our new speaker demonstrated that he is going to be working across the aisle and trying to bring more harmony to the whole process in the House.
And of course, now that the House is reorganized, we're going to be looking at a lot of really pressing issues in the coming year. What do you think are going to be some of the most important issues that the legislature will be facing?
Well, I think we're going to be reintroducing the Castle Doctrine. I think that would be a major issue. And along with that, of course, in the same bill was the improvements to Megan's Law, which I'm sure now will be introduced as a separate piece of legislation. I believe we'll also be doing some work on the immigration issue, trying to tighten up on some of the benefits that are given out to illegals. And with that, also the fraud within the welfare department, we will probably be addressing that. And I'm sure the natural gas drilling will be an issue that comes up in our next session.
The other big news in Harrisburg, of course, is we're going to be having a new governor. And I understand things are well underway there in making that transition.
Yes, Governor-elect Corbett has appointed a number of top-ranking officials in his administration before he takes office, and to me it looks like some good people are going to be serving in his cabinet, some good people are going to be advising him, and I am very positive about the selections that he has made.
And there's also some good news for students who might be interested in getting some scholarships. What kind of scholarships are available now, and how will folks start the process of applying for those?
Well, the one that I'm most interested in is the Valley Forge Military College Legislative Appointment Initiative. One student from each legislative district has the opportunity to compete for a scholarship in the amount of either $12,000 or I believe it's as much as over $17,000 a year. And the student doesn't have to make any commitment to go into the military after their education is completed at Valley Forge. It does take into account grades. Students with the highest grade averages will be the ones receiving the appointments. But I think it's a tremendous opportunity for young people to get a wonderful education and get a lot of help monetarily with that education.
Representative Swanger, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Rosemary Swanger.